Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking this week about loving the children, and specifically about living as children. And so as we consider what it looks like to love children, even the child within us, and looking at how God loves us as his children, and how he wants us to love others. And so today we want to talk about obedient children, and probably a term that, well, is used most often about others. We want to apply it to young children. We want to demand their obedience. We want to expect it. But what about you and I? Do we have that same level of expectation of obedience from ourselves as God's children? And looking today at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14, which says, "As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance." God's desire is that we learn obedience. And we come to the point that our desire is we live with obedience. And I think that's part of the maturing process, or at least ought to be part of the maturing process for every person, and specifically for every believer in Jesus. When I was a young child, I learned obedience from my parents because of their expectations, because of their training, because of their discipline of me. There were consequences for disobedience that I really wanted to avoid. And for the early years at least, and for probably many years of childhood, obedience had more to do with avoiding the consequences of disobedience than anything else. But as I grew and as I matured, there reached a point where I obeyed because I wanted to, because I respected my parents, because I wanted to honor them. It no longer became about the consequences. It became about respect and honor and pleasing them. And I think sometimes as Christians, we enter into relationship with Jesus. We understand the consequences of sin. Many times that's explained as one of the reasons we need a Savior. You've probably heard it, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death." Well, those are some pretty extreme consequences. Not extreme in the matter that they're undeserved, but the finality of them. And so there are times we learn obedience to God because, well, the consequences are not what we want. But there ought to reach a point of maturity and a continuing point of maturity in our life that it's not so much about the avoiding the consequences as it is about responding to God, to God's love with our love, to being obedient, to setting aside, to pushing away the evil desires because we no longer want them. So many times when we think about what we draw to ourselves, It's generally things that we want. And if in the midst of that, there are things that are not appealing to us, that are not wanted by us, we sort through all of it and push aside that which is undesirable. Used to love going to auctions, particularly farm and household auctions from estates and farmsteads. And it seems like every auction would have several boxes of just stuff. None of it had enough value to really spend time trying to sell on its own. And so they would just start throwing things in boxes, hoping that there would be enough things to get a bid. And they would sell it. And I would watch, and there were times I would buy some of those boxes, but there were those that would come and they would buy these boxes and they would kind of dig through it. And they would set aside the things that they want and they would push away that which was of no interest to them and would tell others, you can take whatever you want of what's left. And when I think about God writing and telling us to put away the evil desires, I think about this obedience. That what I want is what pleases God. What I want is what honors God. And I sort through the things in my life and I cling to that which is good and I push aside that which is not. And I learn the importance of obedience. I learn the value of obedience. And when we grow in our love for God, we ought to be growing as obedient children. And when we love the children around us, it ought to include a lifestyle of obedience that makes it desirable and attractive to them. Christians ought to have one of the best lives of anyone. The freedom that we have in Christ, that to be set free from judgment, to be set free from the wages of sin, to be set free from all of those consequences that, well, we really don't want. And when our children see us enjoying a life that has set aside those evil desires, it shows them a love that helps draw them to Jesus. As we spend time praying today, I would ask that we turn to God. Ask for His help in identifying any of those evil desires that, well, that might be common temptations, that might still be clinging to us in some way, that we might hesitate even in pushing aside as we ought to. Seek God's help in resisting. Bible says when we resist the devil that he will flee from us. There are other times he makes it very clear that it's our responsibility to flee even the hint of immorality. And for that wisdom to know when we stand our ground and when we get out of there. Because the temptation is too great, because the environment is too damaging. And our prayer time ought to help us to know what it looks like today to live as obedient children, what it looks like today to train up obedient children, what it looks like today to represent Jesus well to those who need to know the value of obedience to God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and has called us to obedience. And Father, even as we learn obedience from the consequences of sin, may we continually grow and mature to the point where we want to obey. Our love for you draws us and compels us to be obedient children in order to honor you, in order to please you, in order to be more like you. So God, today, help us to open our life to you. May you examine our hearts and our minds for those evil desires that may have clung to our very spirit. May we be willing and steadfast in pushing aside those evil desires. May we choose to have nothing to do with them. May you give us wisdom in knowing when to run away from them, when to flee temptation, and when to stand firm and to resist and stand our ground in faith. Father, help us to love people, to live an obedient life that is full of joy and contentment and peace, that is attractive to those who are in need of not only those things, but are in need of you. Father, as we love the children around us, may we help train them in obedience. May they see the results of an obedient life that is good and positive. Father, help us to represent Jesus well. Help us to do everything in a way that brings glory and honor to Him. And in those times where those evil desires trip us up and we sin, may we turn to you, realizing that your grace and your mercy, your forgiveness is available. And may our need for those things help us to be more free with offering them to the children around us of any age who need those elements of grace and mercy and forgiveness just as much as we do. Father, today as we live life, may we live as obedient children in such a way that we lift up Jesus at every opportunity that we have so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.